How many hours have you spent looking at tape?
I can't really tell you. I just look at it till I can't look no more. If I feel like I'm not getting productive, then I just stop and refresh. So I don't really know how much I've watched. So
when you're at home watching, if all of a sudden you start nodding, you just turn it off?
Yeah, that's with anything, though. Like, if I feel like I'm not being productive while I'm doing it, I'll just stop and just wait till I'm ready to do it. So,
is it anything about that offense that you have to spend extra time?
I think you have to be aware of who's over there, more so of just watching film and just understand what type of team they are. So I think that helps out a lot while watching.
What type of team do you think they are?
They're a smart team. They try to take advantage of your weaknesses. And, you know, they're going to be watching a lot of film, and they understand football. They have a great staff. So you just got to kind of understand that they're going to bring their A game. And they've been down this road a few times. So you just got to be aware of that.
In baseball, it's always extra special when teams go to play the Yankees. Is there any extra significance or excitement knowing you're going to New England and you're facing Brady and the Super Bowl champs?
Nah, all this is exciting to me. You know, we could be playing anybody. So I'm just happy to be here, happy to be with my teammates. And, you know, we're going to make the most out of this situation and just prepare like we've been preparing and move forward like that.
Eric, how much of the success that you guys as a defense have because of what those guys up front, the guys that are in the trenches, what they do to kind of let you guys make plays in the back end?
Yeah, none of this stuff on defense, it doesn't move without them. So everything started up front. You know, their intensity, their work ethic, the things they bring to the table, I mean, we feed off of them. And, you know, this is the time of the year where they've been stepping up, and we're going to need them more, even more this week. So,
what kind of season is Sean Smith
having? Man, he's having a great season, man. You know, I think he's been playing very well, very smart. A lot of the plays that we make on the field don't show up as far as, like, from a physical standpoint. But just him having his IQ out there on the field, I think it helps us out a lot in the secondary. So,
getting him back, what kind of capabilities did it give you guys defensively once he came back?
I mean, it gave us a lot. You know, just like I said, his IQ is very high. I think a lot of people don't realize that, and a lot of people don't know that. But I think it's just good having him out there. He has a lot of experience. He's played a lot of different types of wide receivers, a lot of different caliber of wide receivers. So I think it's just good having all our pieces out there. So,
Eric, what makes Gronkowski such a tough matchup?
He's a competitor, and that, along with his size and just his ability as well. You know, but at the end of the day, I feel like he's a big-time competitor, so he's going to compete every chance he gets.
Do you see any difference between the Brady you prepared for last year and the one you're seeing this week?
I can't even remember. I just know he's going to bring his A game, so that's all I'm concerned about.
Does it ever blow your mind to think that, I mean, you're going up against this guy again, and, you know, you were a kid watching him win Super Bowls. I mean,
not really. I ain't really been caught up into that. So, I mean, like I said, he's going to bring his A game. And he's a great quarterback. And, you know, I'm just focused on making sure our guys are ready to go, making sure we're focused on our game plan, and just understand that he's a top-notch quarterback and just be ready to go.
Hey, can you speak at all just to the culture that Andy Reid created? Because, like, 3 years ago, since 2014, he was going through a lot of things,
even falling off of his analysis. I mean, Coach Reid, he's a heck of a coach. I couldn't say enough good things about him. You know, a lot of the things that he taught me on the field, a lot of the values and little nuggets he gives throughout the day, those are a lot of things that help me out in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that fear nothing, attack everything, I got that from him. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I got that from. It's just little things like that he talks about in football, and you can carry that stuff over into life. So I pay attention to everything he says because he's been throughout all the battles. I would say on and off the field. So it's truly a blessing to have him as a head coach.